Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I am the leader of the Fidgeter Revolution, as well as a master printer and principal in Indian Hill Image Works in Poway, Vermont. The title of today's audio blog is Scanner Resolution, Real World Numbers. And I started thinking about this a couple of months ago. How much resolution do you really need in a scanner when scanning film or transparency material? All you have to do is go into Google and type in, you know, required scanner resolution for 35mm film, and you will get a host of opinions. You will get some opinions that are somewhat sound and other opinions that are just completely off the wall. So right now, up front, I'm going to say this. You want to know how much resolution you need? Do a test yourself. Okay, having now said that, I will make this audio blog a little bit more informative, and I'll give you the results of my test. The scanner resolution test that I did was on an Imicon 646 scanner, which has a maximum optical resolution of 6300 DPI, or PPI. So having now said that, how much resolution do you need? I did the test based on 35mm transparency material. However, I have looked at black and white negatives processed in pyro. I've looked at DR5 processed black and white film, which turns black and white traditional black and white film into black and white transparencies, as well as Kodachrome and Ektachrome and Velvia slides. So I kind of tried to look at the full gamut of different materials. And the problem is that there really is no one-word answer. You can't say, scan 35mm film at 4,000 PPI and that's perfect. That's perfect for some film. It's not perfect for all film. A lot of the things that you read online are more opinions based upon investments that people have made. My scanner scans to 4,000 PPI and that's enough resolution. Well, buy the guy a beer and you'll find out that 4,000 PPI is all his scanner will do, and so he's convinced himself that his investment of a few thousand dollars in a scanner is sufficient. When in actuality, it's more of a sliding scale. I would say that for faster speed films, films say over 200, you really probably don't need more than 4,000 PPI. It's probably adequate in 35mm. So 4,000 PPI, in my opinion, for films that are over ASA, say, 200. Once you get around ASA 100, you could use a little more than 4,000 PPI if you got it. And when you're talking films slower than 100, like ASA 50 or ASA 25, you pretty much can use everything you get. If you've got 6,300 or 8,000 PPI, go for it. Not so much that you're going to resolve more information. At a certain point, there's only so much data in that file. But the way the file looks when you zoom into the actual grain, it's significantly sharper and the edges are just a little bit better. Now, I'm also assuming that you've turned all the sharpening off in your scanner. When you do scanning of any type of negative or transparency material, in my opinion, you should always turn the sharpening off and allow it just to be a pure optical scan. So one of the materials that I've done extensive testing on was F-Key 50. Absolutely beautiful film from Croatia, very sharp for an ASA 50 and extremely fine grain. And I did a test scanning it at 3150. I actually tried it at 2000, 3150, 4000, 5000, and 6300 DPI. All I did then was enlarge the image to 100% and looked at it on the screen. And while the 2000, 3150, and 4000 look really good, the grain is almost non-existent, and it's extremely beautiful, the 6300, the grain is also almost non-existent, yet it's a little bit sharper and a little bit crisper. There's a little more data. It's also a significantly larger file. The difference between a 3150 file and, say, a 6300 file, a 6300 file for a 35mm full-frame negative in 16-bit is somewhere around 300 megabytes. A 35mm file in 16-bit around 3150 is somewhere around 80 megabytes. So, and you'll hear that a lot. you hear a lot of people say you don't need anything more than about 69 or 70 megabytes worth of data from a 35 millimeter. That's where the film resolution runs out. And my answer back to them once again is it depends on the film you're scanning. It always depends on the film. Now, having said that, I've also got another sort of little caveat with this I'd like to throw out there. There's a difference between interpolated resolution, obviously, and optical resolution. Optical resolution is always better than interpolated resolution. So, would you not be better to have a higher resolution file of optical resolution and not have to interpolate than have a lower resolution file and have to interpolate to make a bigger print? I wasn't sure, so I ran a test. I ran a test scanning at 4,000 optical DPI and then enlarging to equal the image size of a 6,300 DPI file. And the fact of the matter is, the 6,300 looks a little better. And I don't care what interpolation software you're running. I tried it in S-Spline. I tried it in General Fractals 5. I tried it in SI Pro. I tried it using standard bicubic in Photoshop. I tried multiple different interpolation methods. Was it fine? Was it acceptable? Would it look great in a print? Yeah, either one's going to look fine. We're really kind of splitting hairs here. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, you're better to have the higher optical resolution. This also brings up another topic. But what about the grain? When you scan at those higher resolutions, aren't you, in effect, scanning the grain and making the grain more visible? Once again, this boils down to what film are you scanning? If I'm scanning Tri-X, you know, or HP5, both of them say maybe rated at 400, yeah, at 6,300 DPI, you're going to see that grain. At 4,000 or 3,150, I'll have all the detail that I have at 6,300, but the grain's going to be a little bit softer. It's not going to be quite as crisp in terms of the actual grain. And in some ways, that's nice, because if I interpolate it up, it doesn't accentuate the grain. However, with very good noise reduction software, something like Neatimage or Noise Ninja, if you go in and tweak the individual controls, specifically with the Neatimage, it's possible to knock that grain down, to take off the edge sharpness of the grain from a higher resolution file. And so you still get the benefit of the higher optical resolution without the grain being visible anyways. And another topic on the grain. I hear a lot of people on the web, they're screaming and yelling that, well, yeah, but at the higher resolution, there's grain in the print, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what printer they're working at, but they must be scanning at very high resolution some extremely grainy film, because 100 speed film, 200 speed film, 400 speed film scanned at the highest optical resolution on most inkjet or Giclée printers on matte surface paper, you're not going to see it. It is going to blend out in the dots. That, unless you're printing huge, you would have to be absolutely printing huge in order for that grain to be something that would be visible on the screen. A next thing that I want to kind of talk about really quickly is you hear a lot on the internet people talking about the difference between oil mount scanning and dry scanning. Dry scanning is what most people do. And, you know, you stick it in your flatbed scanner, you stick it in your Microtech, your Nikon Cool Scan, even in an Imicon, you know, it's a dry scan, which means that there's no oil or fluid over the negative. And as a result, you know, you get a particular type of scan. And there's been a lot of people out there who have said, yes, but oil mount scans are far superior. Well, okay, so I developed a method of doing oil mount scans on an Imicon. It's sandwiched between two pieces of Mylar with Cami fluid suspended within an Imicon mount. And I wanted to see, was there an advantage to doing oil mount scan over dry? And the answer is yes. But it's not as big a yes as a lot of people would have you believe. Is the grain smoother? Yes, especially if you're scanning black and white material. Is it significantly smoother? It would probably depend on the scanner that you're using. But it is a little bit smoother. One of the hugest advantages, in my opinion, is the fact that it does really hide a lot of like dust and scratches on the file, and it makes your retouching of a scan extremely minimal. So what do? I oil mount absolutely every single scan that I do. And if you're running just about any scanner, there are ways of using an oil mount for that scanner. And the quality difference is enough that I would encourage people to consider it, if only from the time savings that you're going to have in terms of retouching. One of the last things that I want to talk about is 8-bit versus 16-bit. And this should be an absolute no-brainer to everybody. If you're doing a scan, you're taking all that wonderful data that you have in your negative or in your transparency, and you're trying to bring it into the digital environment. Why would you ever want to do a scan in 8-bit? You're scanning fewer shades of gray, fewer ranges of color tonality. You're always better to scan in 16-bit, hands down. When you get in Photoshop, you say, oh my God, the file's too big, fine. After you've done your basic levels and contrast curves and noise reduction, okay, dump it to 8-bit. The fact of the matter is you're going to print it in 8-bit, but you're always better to have the higher bit depth in the beginning and allow it, like a funnel, to compress down to smaller before it goes to print. So, once again, if you want to know what the optimum scanner resolution for your system is, do a test yourself. Try it at variable, try it at different optical resolutions. And it also, once again, depends on what ASA speed material you're shooting. The slower the material, the higher the optical resolution that's possible to still achieve great results. I, for one, only scan at the highest possible resolution for my slow speed films in 16-bit. And I think the results are stunning. But do the test yourself and determine for yourself what the best resolution is. These are my thoughts. I'd love to hear your comments. Have a great day.